these series of teaching, and the Spirit of God keeps telling me to dig into it a little bit more. There's some more things I believe He want to say to us from these passages of Scripture that we've previously studied and we've been meditating on them. And I'm sure you've been sharing them with your friends, because that's what we do. Amen. When you get information, you don't keep it to yourself. Jesus said, go into all the world and teach, preach, proclaim, tell folks about it. How are they going to know unless somebody tell them?
Amen, amen.
So we have to become more of sharing, and people that venture out beyond our circles. Amen. And begin to just talk about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. He is good, isn't he? He is good. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you. Now, actually, the Spirit of God actually said, look, call this today the divine order. Okay. The divine order. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, remember Acts chapter 1, verse 3, how I say that every time I teach or preach or stand before anybody, I'm talking about things that pertains to the kingdom of God. Amen. And you'll find that in Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Now, in the end of Acts, I believe Acts have 28 chapters, if I'm not mistaken. And in that last chapter, it talks about how Paul continued to talk about the name of Jesus and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So you can see from beginning to end, the kingdom of God was the message.
Amen.
That's where Jesus actually started. After John had decreased and Jesus increased,
yeah,
his message, his first message was that the kingdom of God has arrived.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, again, that brings to mind that Adam, our first, and Eve, our first parents, didn't lose their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for your enthusiasm. Because he never had religion.
Amen.
Now, I was thinking about this. Now, this is just my thought. I don't know if I'm not saying I got it from the Spirit, but it was a good thought to me, and I like to share it. If it's not a good thought to you, then just put it on the shelf. You don't have to, you know, you have to digest it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
But I thought, you know, Satan is a slicker. You know, the Bible does say he's an evil genius, doesn't it? I said, doesn't it? One of the things he came up with, I believe, or he took advantage of, and he does like he does everything. He perverts it.
True.
For his own evil purposes.
Yes, he does.
He took the word religion and using it. So now everything in different government comes under that umbrella of religion. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
But there's a difference from religion and relationship.
Amen. So true.
It is. There's a difference from religion and moral excellence. See, people can get away with stuff under the umbrella of religion.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about moral excellence, now that's a different story. Adam didn't lose. Eve didn't lose. I know I've heard people say it. I heard them say it before I got born again. And I probably said it myself, you know, before I got born again. And I probably said it, you know, a few months or maybe a year or so, I doubt it. After I got born again, they used to say, now, boy, you better leave me alone. You fixing to make me lose my religion. Come on, how many ever heard folks say that? Grandma used to say it, maybe great-grandma used to say it. Mama might even have said it. Boy, you gonna make me lose my religion. They got that from someone. They heard someone say that in church. Okay? Might have heard a preacher say it. You never know. Preachers don't always say everything that's biblically founded. That's why you got to check up on us. That's why I tell you, bring the Bible. We're a spirit being having human experience. That means we're not perfect. We can make mistakes. Not purposely. That's why you need to bring your Bible and a pen, I say, and notepad or iPad where you take notes and go back and check up on the things people say to you. I'm particular, and this is me, my own personal conviction. I am particular as to who I listen to.
Amen.
I don't listen to everybody. I don't care how many folks falling behind them. I'm still a stricker for Brother Copeland. Kenny Hagin. And Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Now, Miles Monroe came years later. But Brother Copeland was the man when I first got born again. He's the first man I order tapes from. I have never ordered tapes in my life. So Adam didn't lose his what? What he lost was his relationship with God. Remember Ephesians says they were alienated from the life of God. That word for life is Zoe. Zoe means life as God has it. It's the God kind of life. It's spiritual life. Now, in order for people to understand that, you have to tell them who they are. I told my grandson, 5 years old, and I try to get them, if I can, a day by themselves or a lot of hours by themselves so I can talk to them. And I'm going to talk to them about spiritual things because I know if you put spiritual things in their heart now, you get the foundation laid first before the devil can get in there and lay a foundation. So I got purpose in what I do. I don't just take them out just to be taking them out. I'm taking them out because I'm going to teach them, put a foundation in their spirit. And so I said, Caden, he's a sharp guy. He's anointed. And I said, Caden, who are you? He says, I'm Caden Hill. I said, no, you're not. Papa, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. He said, Papa, I'm Caden Hill. I said, no. That's your name. That's not who you are. Now, you know when he's thinking, because he get quiet. And I'm just, see, I know his personality. I know how his mind works now. So I didn't say a word. And he's thinking. I know he's thinking. I know he's going to ask me a question. If I just be quiet long enough, he's going to come back with something because he's a thinker. Yeah. So he says, Papa, well, who am I? I said, I'm glad you asked. Mm-hmm. I paused, let him think a little bit. I said, Caden, you're a spirit being. You're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. And I went on, giving different illustrations. So I said, Caden, what's your name? He said, I'm Caden Hill. I said, who are you? He said, I'm a spirit being. Yeah. Just that fast, he got it. All right, now the next day, I mean, my mind's not even on our conversation the day before, but he still was thinking about it. So he says to his daddy, now I've told his daddy and his aunties all of this, and my partners. How many times I stand here and tell you that you're a spirit being? Yeah. Did you have a soul which consists of your mind, will, and your emotion, and you live in a body? I told him the same thing I tell you. Your body is your earth suit. You got to have it to stay on earth. So he says to his dad, Dad, I'm listening. I know who I am. He got his dad's attention. He said, I'm a spirit. 5 year old. I'm a spirit being. I smiled. I said, that's right, Caden. I taught your daddy that when he was your age. So when we talk about spiritual things, you have to let people know that spiritual things aren't the same as mental things. Spiritual things happens within your spirit. That's why we tell and teach that faith is of the spirit. It's not a product of reasoning. You can reason and reason.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.